GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
All right, thank you for joining us this morning, and we are very pleased to welcome to this program Commissioner Laura Fortman from the Maine Department of Labor. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you, Deb.
I have to tell you, I don't want to waste any time because most of the questions we're hearing from employers and employees is about unemployment and unemployment insurance. I'm sure your office is just, phones are ringing off the hook and emails are coming in with a lot of questions pertaining to that.
That's very, very true. And we're trying to respond as quickly as possible. We're doing some things that are new for us, like using Zoom video conferencing. Commissioner Heather Johnson from DACD and I met with via Zoom about 1,000 employers last week. We're trying to get answers out as quickly as possible. We've put up a COVID-19 webpage, and there are a list of questions and answers on there, and we're updating those daily.
Commissioner, some people are under the impression it's going to be weeks, others concerned it's going to be months, and some might think it might be days if government acts as quickly as we all hope that it might. Is it a good idea to try to ride this out, or should we march ourselves down and take advantage of unemployment benefits in our state?
I think anyone who has lost their job or had their hours reduced should apply for unemployment insurance. There was emergency legislation that was passed last week, and some of the key specifically around COVID-19. And for employees, what it does is it waives the work search requirement for individuals who are still connected to their employer, and it also waives the one-week waiting period. And for employers, benefits paid out under this emergency legislation will not affect the employer's experience rating for UI purposes.
Yeah, that's a huge help to employers, and that was a concern that we were hearing from many. If an employer's listening, and again, we're getting questions all the time and we're trying to find the answers for them, what is the best way to get answers directly from the department? Do you want people calling? Do you prefer emails? What is the best way to connect?
Okay, so employers should have an employer portal, and there's, shooting an email through that is a good thing to do. Also, the associations, Deb, are really, really helpful ways of getting information out. Like the Chamber of Commerce, the hospitality industry. We're working with the associations to get information out to their members because this is an unprecedented experience. Normally, if you have an economic downturn, there's a ramp up. You start seeing indicators, and then you can at least try to be prepared. But right now, this is happening quickly, and the systems that existed are just not adequate to get information out quickly. So we're trying to work with this. Folks like you, the media is incredibly helpful. And again, we're posting information on our website, so I'd go there first. And if your question isn't there, an answer to your question, please shoot us an email and we'll try to respond to it.
Commissioner, I'm going to paraphrase a text message from a listener worried about losing, I think it's his job. How quickly do unemployment benefits come in? You alluded to this just a moment ago. How quickly do these unemployment benefits come in? Can I still afford to feed my family?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of things going on. First thing, we encourage anyone who has lost their job to apply online. There is a mechanism to use the phone as well, but if you can apply online, the response will be much, much quicker. You can do it yourself. That service is available 24/7. We're starting to hear from people who applied last week and they've received their first benefit this week. So if you go online, if you have the information that you need and you apply that way, normally it takes 10 days to 2 weeks, and we're still tracking that time frame.
One of the questions we've heard on several occasions is, I'm an employee. My employer is still operating, but I'm not comfortable working given the COVID-19 situation, or I'm a compromised health, compromised health. Are they able to apply for unemployment?
Well, that depends. I mean, we encourage people to work with their employer first and see if the employer is willing to help them take some, self-isolation measures or telework or things like that. If that doesn't work and they end up losing their job, we would encourage them to apply for unemployment insurance, and then we can, there is a good cause provision in unemployment. It would be, we'd have to gather some more information from the person about why they left their position.
Is the Department of Labor staffed and ready to handle the onslaught? I mean, things have been kind of nice for you now. You got an unemployment rate sub 3.0.
Oh, come on, Rick. I know that was you're just baiting me there.
I'm just asking the question.
As you said, 3 weeks ago, the calls that we were receiving were, where can I find workers? And and you're right. The unemployment rate was hovering at about 3% for a long time. We were staffed for those conditions, which meant that there were roughly 14 people handling benefits for the entire state. We are trying to ramp up as quickly as possible. I think today we will have about 30 people doing that. We also have folks from other state agencies as well as throughout our agency to pick up different pieces of the process for us. So we're ramping up as quickly as possible, but we urge patients, and again, I encourage people to go online. If you have your social, if you've lost your job, or your hours have been reduced, and many employers are also trying very, very hard to work with their employees. So if you're an employer and you're concerned about your employees, you can let them know to apply online, to please have their Social Security number with them. They will need the dates and the names of employers they've worked for in the last 18 months. Accurate information about, Social Security number, and they should be able to handle the process on their own. We have a short video online about how to apply for unemployment insurance. We're trying to push out as much information as possible to make it as easy as possible for people to navigate the system without having to ask for some sort of over the phone or actual help from one of the staff here so that they can focus on the more complicated cases.
One of the questions we're also hearing is coming in from self-employed individuals who currently have no business. Are they able or are they eligible for unemployment?
They are not under the usual unemployment insurance program or from the emergency COVID-19 legislation that was passed in the state last week. However, Congress is acting on emergency provisions that will cover self-employed. So the Senate reached an agreement early this morning, I think about 1:30 this morning. I haven't seen the text of the bill yet, and it still needs to make it through the House and be signed by the president. But we are very, very confident that in the next couple of days there will be relief for self-employed people who, we have a large number in our state, and we want to get that information out to them as quickly as possible. Again, as soon as we have information, it will be up on our website.
Commissioner, we want to ask you the question of the day that we've asked all of the guests so far this morning, and maybe you caught wind of it. How long do you think it will take for Maine's businesses to economically recover from the COVID-19 pandemic? Some say weeks, some say months, some say years. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll have some economic information available tomorrow. But at this point, I think that the best way we can ensure a quick recovery is to follow the public health guidelines that have been given so that we come through this as soon as we possibly can.
And I just want to restate, your website, Maine Department of Labor at maine.gov, is very helpful. The fact sheet with the Q&A is very helpful. I'm using that as a resource and sending that off to people. So thank you for providing that information and for all of the work you and your staff are doing.
Thank you, and thanks for all that you're doing to help inform people.
Thank you, Maine's Commissioner of Labor, Laura Fortman. Online, too, this morning, Maine Senator Angus King. Senator King, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Deb Newman, our guest co-host, late night for you. How quickly can the government see this money make its way to those on the on Main Street, those that need it most?
Well, it should be within days, hopefully not weeks, and certainly not months. A lot of this, you know, it's where the Congress proposes and appropriates the money. The administration has to administer it and run it. But I think everybody understands the urgency of this. So I think we're talking a relatively very short period of time, hopefully by this time next week or the end of next week.
Thank you for all of the work you're doing, Senator. Where can people get more information about this without reading the entire act? Is there a summary somewhere?
I haven't seen it yet. As you know, it was only agreed to at 1:30 in the morning. So we're all just going on what we're seeing in the press at this point. I think a final copy will be out today. I would suggest USSenate.gov or... I think if you Google stimulus package, coronavirus stimulus package, it'll pop up. It'll be out there later today. We're hoping to vote on it by mid-afternoon. And two things have taken us a while to get here. The first is renegotiating the package. The biggest problem with the package that was presented by Senator McConnell was a lack of accountability and transparency and oversight in this huge fund that's going to American businesses, $500 billion, and that's been fixed. We have an attorney, we have an inspector general, we have an oversight board, and they've got to make public what they're doing. So that was one of the biggest sticking points that was resolved in the last few days. The other is the complexity of drafting something like this. It's likely, and I hope this will be the case, that the House is just going to take it by unanimous consent. So what normally takes weeks and months of drafting and careful back and forth to be sure the language says exactly what you think it does, that's been condensed into a few hours. So that's the other thing that's taken the extra couple of days. But this is a big deal, and we need to get it right.
Senator, before we let you go, how long will it take for Maine's businesses to economically recover from this pandemic? Do you think, is it going to be weeks? Is it going to be months? Is it going to take years, Senator?
Well, it depends on how well we do in slowing down the pandemic. That's really up to us. If we can hang tough and stay home and not congregate and not have this explode on us the way it is in some other parts of the country, that the sooner we can get back to normal. Remember the old ad, pay me now, pay me later? Mm. If we can control this in the next month or so, then we'll have a lot better shot at getting back to normal sooner. If we don't, the economy is going to be wrecked for a much longer period of time, not to mention our hospitals being absolutely overwhelmed, not only with coronavirus cases, but people with ordinary, you know, with a heart attack or other kinds of illnesses who aren't going to be able to get treated. So it's in all of our interest to take some tough medicine now. I've only been out of my house, I think, once or twice in the last week. And to get through this in as brief a period as possible. So the answer to your question, how long will it take? The answer is, it's up to us.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.